Diary, October to December, 1872. October 2nd to December 13th, 1872. Santa Rosa, California. We came to the campground, 11 miles from Santa Rosa. Found about 15 tents pitched. The people are coming in. There are 33 tents upon the ground. We left the campground for Santa Rosa. We had interview with Brother Cornell, talking with him plainly. We left Santa Rosa for San Francisco. Went 30 miles upon the boat, and the remaining 15 miles in the cars. We arrived at San Francisco about noon. Elder Loughborough and Brother Cornell accompanied us. They were on their way to Woodland. San Francisco, California. Brethren Cornell and Loughborough took the cars this morn for Woodland. Brother Cornell attended meeting Thursday evening. San Francisco. We attended meeting at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. We both spoke in the forenoon and afternoon. We had good liberty, and the people seemed much encouraged. San Francisco. At 11 o'clock, I opened the meeting by prayer and spoke from John, first chapter. I had the best of attention. By the request of Brother Diggins, we accompanied him home to dinner. The horse car took us near his door. We had a pleasant visit. They have a beautiful garden, laid out and arranged with great skill and taste. We conversed some with Mrs. Diggins. She makes no profession of being a follower of Christ. Yet she is a kind, devoted wife, a most affectionate mother, and a truly obliging neighbor. Brother Diggins was gratified that we conversed freely with his wife. She has been much prejudiced by false reports. My husband spoke in a most clear manner in regard to the reasons of our faith. I followed, speaking of God in nature. The people listened with the greatest attention. Their prejudice is removed, and we hope the truth will reach hearts. San Francisco. We visited Sister Moore, who lives with her daughter. Her daughter married the ex-governor of California. We were received very cordially by the daughter. We had a very interesting visit with Sister Moore. Before we left, Mr. Holden came home, and we had an interesting interview with His Honor. We then called upon Sister Healy. She was not in, and we were disappointed in not seeing her. Sister Rowland had accompanied me in my visits. We returned to her house. I sent to the letterbox 24 pages of notepaper, in two letters, to Mr. Walling and my son, Edson. San Francisco. Tuesday, we again called on Sister Healy and spent a portion of the day with her. We went into the city to trade. Purchased some things essential for wearing apparel. We returned to Sister Rowland's. My lungs pained me considerably. I decided it was best to remain at home, but did not feel at rest and went to the meeting. We found quite a number present, some strangers. My husband spoke freely upon the immutability of the third angel's message. I spoke upon the last verses of the next to the last and the first verses of the last chapter of Malachi. It seemed to meet the cases of several present. Brother Gardner had been in great trial. He bore testimony that he was glad he was at the meeting. The testimony of Brother and Sister White had been blessed to him. He spoke with feeling. All who gave their testimonies spoke with freedom. The meeting was an excellent one, and we felt glad that we went. San Francisco. We spent the night at Sister Healy's. After breakfast and prayers, we returned to Sister Rowland's to do some writing. I wrote 10 pages of foolscap and mailed to Battle Creek. My husband and Sister Hall went into the city to look for a carriage that was for sale. I went with them in the afternoon. The carriage is nice, but the price is too much. $400. The real value is in the carriage, but we can do with a less expensive one. San Francisco. Walked from Sister Rowland's to Sister Healy's for the purpose of obtaining a bath. Found she was not at home. We took our bath, rested a while, prepared our dinner. We purchased 2 bits worth of strawberries, about 2 quarts. They were relished well for our dinner. Sister Rowland and Sister Hall came about 1 o'clock, prepared their own dinner. My husband and myself took the streetcars and went into town and traded some. We went to the prayer meeting in the evening at Brother Stipp's. My husband gave them some instruction in regard to the care that all should exercise in presenting the truth. Not to be uncourteous or crowd our sentiments upon people who have no wish to hear us. After we returned to Sister Rowland's, we prepared to leave early in the morning. We awoke at 4 a.m. and soon dressed to prepare for our journey to Woodland. We were in anxiety in regard to my lungs. My husband and myself went before God and prayed earnestly for that health and strength which God alone can give. My lungs are much pressed, but we felt that God would help us and strengthen us to do the work so necessary to be done in this part of the vineyard. We rode 22 miles in a very nice boat and are now finishing the route in the cars. We were well received at Woodland, took dinner at Brother Good's. In the afternoon, visited Sister High. She was sick. We have a room at Sister Haas. My husband spoke in evening to quite a large audience. I followed. I felt urged by the Spirit of God to speak plainly in regard to the pride and idolatry among professed Christians. Attentive audience. Woodland. My husband spoke in the forenoon upon the reasons of our faith. The congregation was rather small. I remained in my room writing to Brother Cornell. I wrote diligently the entire forenoon. I spoke in the afternoon to about 60. I spoke upon the cross of Christ. He that will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9, verse 23. I spoke plainly and decidedly upon the necessity of deciding to be holy for God and consecrated to the truth. There is feeling in the congregation. We had interview with Brother Cornell. Woodland. I spoke in the forenoon at 11 o'clock from Thou Shalt Love, etc. I had great freedom. The people listened with interest. There were about 400 people present. Elder Loughborough spoke in the afternoon, following up the interest in the forenoon. Brethren Kellogg, Loughborough, my husband, and myself had a faithful talk for the benefit of Brother Cornell. In the evening, my husband spoke upon the Sabbath found in the New Testament. His remarks were forcible, and we know made a deep impression upon the hearts of many. After he closed, I spoke with clearness and freedom upon God in nature. The people listened with the deepest attention. I never saw meetings close more quietly than these large tent meetings. About 800 were out. Woodland. We took dinner at Sister Wood's. Her husband is a blind musician. He is convicted on the Sabbath question, but the question arises in his heart, how shall I support myself and my family? He has not Abraham's faith to move out without seeing the future opened before him. May God move upon him and not leave him in his unbelief, is our prayer. After dinner, we repaired to the tent and listened to the facts related by Brethren Kellogg and Loughborough in regard to Brother Cornell's course and manner of labor since he has been on this coast, which confirms the testimony given for him months ago. We rode out 5 miles to Brother Grayson's. We found an excellent farm of 400 acres. He has a large vineyard and large wheat fields. Willie has been gathering grapes and figs and drying them. We have quite a quantity drying. Brother and Sister Grayson say Willie has stolen their hearts. Willie thinks much of this kind family. Woodland. We rested well the past night. We enjoyed our breakfast. walked out with Willie to see his grapes. Willie has worked quite hard in this business since he has been here. We took dinner with Brother Pond. He is an attentive listener, but is a deacon of the Congregationalist Church. They exalt him, and it is difficult for him to tear away. He takes the Health Reformer and Review and Herald. We were treated with great courtesy. Their dinner was excellent. When we left, they cordially invited us to come again and be perfectly free. We rode in the tent some time, then meditated upon the subject we were to speak upon. We had about 450 out last evening. I spoke upon the health question. The people listened with attention, and we pray that the plain truth spoken may do good. After meeting, we rode out about 2 miles to Mr. Kelly's, a wealthy farmer. We enjoyed a social fireside visit. We rested well during the night. We were treated with utmost kindness. We were introduced to Mr. Briggs and wife. This family has been afflicted. Mr. Kelly has buried his wife very recently, and he feels his loss deeply. May God pity the stricken flock. As we parted with them, we were invited to come any time freely, and we would be welcome. We are at Sister High's. This is a good home, but limited room. We are still afflicted with severe cough, but we do not cease our labor. We spent most of the day in the tent writing. It is a very convenient place to be retired and uninterrupted. Spent the night at Sister High's. We rode to Sister High's for Willie's clothes. In the evening, rode out to Brother Grayson's. Tarried overnight. Rode into the city early.
Elder Loughborough spoke in the forenoon. I spoke in the afternoon, also in the evening. The Lord gave me strength for the occasion. The people seemed to feel the effects of the truth. Professor Martin spoke against the law of God. My husband and Brother Cornell attended. In the afternoon, we felt our need of help from God. Brethren Cornell, Loughborough, James, and myself knelt under the tent and had a precious season of prayer for help and strength from God. We were comforted by His Spirit. Woodland. No meeting Monday night. Woodland. My husband reviewed Brother Martin. He had good liberty. The Lord was with him, and the opposers of the law of God seemed to feel the force of the truth. Brother Martin interrupted once. There were several scoffers of the law of God who were Campbellites. They sat directly in front of the stand and made a scornful face every time the law of God was mentioned. Woodland. Sister High and myself called upon Sister Yerby, who has a young baby and has not been out to any of our meetings. She is a very pleasant woman, intelligent, and has a good understanding of the truth. Her husband was upon his farm 4 miles from Woodland. She desired us to come in the evening and spend the night with them. We consented to do so. We had a precious season of prayer and left her. I spoke at night to an attentive audience. I felt deeply in earnest as I appealed to their consciences. We invited those to arise who wished to obey the truth. Quite a number arose. We prayed with them and for them. We hope our labor will not be in vain. We went home with Mr. Yerby. We tried to gain his confidence and link ourselves with the family. We fear for the family. Mr. Yerby is a decidedly worldly man. We had a season of prayer with the family and left them in the care of God, hoping for the best, yet trembling for their future course. Woodland. In the morning, we commenced visiting those who had manifested an interest and who had identified themselves with us, and those who had not yet decided. We called on Lucy Bush, a lady recently married to a teller of the bank. He is an Episcopalian. She has been a vain, worldly, proud girl, and under the influence of Professor Martin, teacher of the school, she nearly became an infidel. She attended the tent meetings and was among the first to signify her determination to obey the truth. She was under engagement of marriage and took the step understandingly, her husband fully acquainted with her faith and determination to obey the commandments of God. We had a very interesting interview. Prayed with her and then left to visit others. We called on Mrs. Andrews, who is convinced of the truth and is keeping the Sabbath. She seems earnest to follow the light. We took dinner at Sister Wood's. Her husband is blind. In the afternoon, rode 4 miles to visit Mrs. Nelson, mother of Sister Bush. We were disappointed in not finding her at home. We returned and on our way to the tent called on Sister Smith. She and her husband are convicted of the truth, but she is waiting for him. He is waiting to arrange his business before he keeps the Sabbath. I prayed with Sister Smith, and as it was already dark, made no more calls that night. I spoke to the people in regard to walking in the light while they have the light. After I had ceased speaking, I called them forward and urged upon them the necessity of making decided moves in the right direction. Quite a large number came forward, and we united in prayer for them. We tarried overnight at Sister Wood's. Rose very early to take the cars for San Francisco. We felt the need of rest. Our meeting last evening continued until 10:30. We were up at 4. We went by cars and boat to San Francisco. We arrived in the city at about 12:00. San Francisco. Tent erected on Market Street. Meetings began. James White spoke in evening. Meeting was held under the tent Sabbath. Brother White spoke in the forenoon. I spoke in the afternoon. Elder Loughborough in evening. I spoke in the forenoon upon practical godliness. My husband spoke in the afternoon, and Elder Loughborough in the evening. We rode to the tent. Closed up my matter for reformer. Brother Loughborough is copying testimony to Brother Cornell. Wrote 8 pages to Brother Cornell. San Francisco. Was quite unwell. I wrote a long letter to my twin sister. I find it impossible to fix my mind on my subject. I have taken cold and my head is confused. I cast myself wholly upon the Lord. He can use the weak instrument to His glory. The efforts I shall make will be wholly fruitless unless God shall make me a channel of light and speak through me. We had a good congregation, about 500, under the tent. I had liberty in speaking upon the life of Christ and the prejudice and hatred of the Jews, which increased until He was crucified by them. The Christian world is now in a similar delusion, bound by the same prejudices. The Jews cried, "Away with Christ." Luke 23, verse 18. The Christian world now cry, "Christ, Christ," but "Away with the law." The Christian world does virtually crucify the law as the Jews crucified Christ. San Francisco. We met with the little company under the tent. My husband talked to the point for about 20 minutes. Elder Loughborough followed. I spoke upon the necessity of fathers and mothers working in their own families, binding their children to their hearts. Several testimonies followed to the point, responding to the testimony borne. There is considerable feeling in the meeting. Cold. Meetings closed. Attended quarterly meeting at Santa Rosa. Spoke to the people. Santa Rosa. Spoke to the people with freedom. Left Santa Rosa for San Francisco. Elder Loughborough accompanied me. Attended meeting in San Francisco.